This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back into the morning shift. Abe Gordon, Bo, Squidbilly Morgan hanging out with you as we start. Wow, it's already 2 hours down, our final hour. A lot of college football, a little bit of Week 18, Falcons and Saints, a couple other games of note dancing around as well. Certainly the focus here is going to be on the Saints on Sunday, and looking forward to that. Also looking forward to the Hawks, who are finally got a win in December. There, Kristaps Porzingis returns and helps the Hawks to victory. They are back at it tonight here. So they're at Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks. I'm going to be hosting a watch party at the Harvey in Chamblee. So if you want to come out and join me at the Harvey in Chamblee tonight, starting at 7:30, we'll have some cool stuff. Some Hawks prizes, including an opportunity to get tickets to a future game. So that's what's going on. The Hawks actually have a back-to-back coming tonight, and then tomorrow they north of the border in Toronto.
You ever been to Toronto?
I have, but it's been a long time.
Yeah,
I was young.
Oh, okay. How young?
Like a kid.
Oh, you can't enjoy it.
I mean, I enjoyed it, but probably not whichever manner you're headed towards.
I went there in 13. Toronto is a fun city to go out in. Like, it really is. Like, genuinely, it's a really good time. It's kind of it reminds me a little bit of New York, but obviously smaller.
Yeah, because I don't enjoy New York that much.
Why?
It's just, there's too much going on. It's a little too much.
Too busy for you?
Yeah, I've lived in Washington, D.C. I've lived in Los Angeles. I think those cities have been fine. I don't think I would want to live, like, in Chicago, and I don't think I would want to deal with New York. Like, proper New York. Like, Manhattan, New York.
No, I wouldn't either. I would live in Jersey City.
But I don't even want to, like, have to deal with working in proper New York.
No, I don't want any of that. I'm very much fine with Atlanta or...
I think I'd be okay pretty much every other city, but I will pass on Chicago and I will pass on New York City.
Chicago's really fun. Like, the problem is both those cities are fun to visit and not live in for me. Like, I'm with you on not wanting to live there. I think it'd be miserable. I'd be miserable not being able to drive to work. Or walking distance type thing.
When I lived in D.C., I took Metro. So, like, I think dealing with, like, the system in New York would be all right. And they got the L in Chicago, right?
Yeah, I've ridden that. Ridden the subway.
There's too many people.
There is,
man.
Too many people.
There's too many people.
I can't. We sound like two curmudgeons on the air.
Starting to get there here. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, it's been busy here.
I know. I'm just kidding.
That's why I like, dude. I love working mornings. Absolutely love it. I know it sucks waking up early. You get your day started, but driving in when there's nobody,
yeah,
on the road, and then driving home when there's traffic, but you're gonna hit it like once every blue moon, you know. Which I mean, I'll hit it on the way home. It'll be some kind of random thing. It's really, really nice. It's pretty good. Don't forget calls for the wake up call at 404-726-0929 for tell us what we think about the UGA game. Who are you blaming? I've seen people say Kirby is 100% to blame. I've also seen people blame Mike Bobo. I really haven't seen a lot of people blame Glenn Schumann, which is a little bit surprising because he was kind of the guy that everyone pinpointed early in the season. And considering Ole Miss put up 37 points on a much improved defense, it's surprising.
How differently would you feel about the Blaine Schumann and the Georgia defense if the 34 points had come offensively without the Dalen Everett touchdown? I mean, how much does that impact who is and isn't to blame?
It's not for me because you still blew
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I say blue. You still gave up a lead.
It's the first time in 76 games that Georgia lost while leading entering the fourth quarter.
Well, Kirby was 53-0 at halftime is a stat.
That too.
You had a 21-12 lead at one point. Basically, you allowed Ole Miss to score 25 points in the second half. I don't count the safety. See, to me, that the final score, in my mind, the final score was 37-34. Because it's
factually incorrect.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is factually incorrect. But that is what your defense gave up. Your defense didn't give up the 2-point safety, just like Ole Miss. Their defense technically only gave up 27 points.
Right.
Whether you like it or not, look, the play that Trinidad Chambliss and Kewan Lacy make in the second half, where Chambliss is flush, he rolls around, actually evades the all 22 camera, the sky camera, whatever they want to call it, the sky camera that the ESPN has. He evades it to the point where he runs out of the sight of it, and then he whips back in. Two things. Should there have been a blindside block on the Ole Miss offensive lineman who hits the UGA defender as he's running up? Should that have been a blindside? Like, in the rule, again, now this is where we get semantic-y. Rule of the law, probably. But he pulled up on it.
Not enough force.
He pulled up on it, which hear me out. Hear me out. I want to hear you. I know, Garrett, you work on College Football Game Time as well, and I really want to hear your opinion, but hear me out. The spirit of that rule is
To avoid decleaters.
Is a crackback block.
Yeah, total decleaters.
And
which
he didn't
this was
do
not.
That.
Yeah,
yeah. It's something I saw in the moment, while the play was happening. I'm like, oh, that's an illegal blindside block, and then just nothing came of it. But you show the replay, and you're correct. I mean, when you get into it, the offensive lineman throws his hands up and then like throws his body into it. It's a very common. You see that in basketball all the time, but. It's not. It's something that I'm completely fine with him not calling, but it's something that I could have seen made justification for throwing the flag.
The other clarification on this play is that, yes, I know it was only a 4-yard gain. It was about avoiding a 17-yard loss.
Yeah, but
that is much more impactful.
Well, they got a first down off of it.
Right.
Now, that's the point. Next point. Were you more upset with the non-call on the blind side, or crackback, whatever you want to call it, or the fact that the UGA player, number 4, I can't remember his name, came in more for the hard hit on Lacy than wrapping up and securing the tackle? Because to me, that's where the play was made. I mean, that was the icing on top of the play, because Chambliss gets out of his hands. You don't have the big loss, but also you get a first down off of that because of the hard running of Kewan Lacy.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's been one of the better running backs in the country all year long. So, Again, I think you got to pay a little bit of respect to what Ole Miss was able to do, as opposed to just blame the Georgia Bulldogs. That was a good game yesterday, and Georgia was competitive in a game they ultimately lost. Do you think there were moments where they probably should have won that game? Yes, absolutely. A lot of times, maybe they do. Yesterday was a time in which they didn't. Not everything's going to go their way every single time out, and I think that's okay. One of the other questions we're getting, we can answer this later if you want. Like, is this a failed season? Like, is that the discussion we're having?
With
Georgia,
you won an SEC title. You made it to the quarterfinals of the College Football Playoffs. If the only thing you judge by are national championships, then sure. But that doesn't mean it's a failed season, because the program has not taken a step back. Had the program taken a step back, that would be a failed.
And realistically, if the only way that your season's success is a title, you're going to have a lot of failed seasons.
Then everything.
Being realistic.
Yeah, you had 40 of them in a row. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. We got a couple of calls. I kind of want to get to them. Let's get to Carl in Carrollton. Carl, you're on the Wake Up Call, the morning shift. What do you got for us?
Good morning. I'm just really upset because I know we had a first down and 10 on the 3-yard line of Ole Miss. And Gunnar Stockton had already run the ball and scored 2 times on the rush of the ball in the end zone. And who would have called that play for the first and 10 on the 3-yard line and do a shotgun and then toss the ball back 5 more yards to whoever that was running back, and they stopped us on the 6-yard line? That was Mike Bobo. He's the one that blamed to lose that game. They should have let Gunnar Stockton just run it in the 3-yard line. and be on the center. We'd have won the game. It'd been a touchdown. We had a 4-point lead, and the game'd be over. That's all I got to say.
Appreciate it, Carl.
Look, I without having watched the All-22, I don't think it's ever fair to just blame a play call without seeing how it was executed.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Well, let's look at whether guys miss blocks. I mean, because they're again, this goes back to like the Ohio State pick six for Miami.
Oh, yeah, Jeremiah Smith.
You miss a block. Is it on Sain? Is it on a play call? You know, so I remember the play. I know a lot of people were just like, Carson Beck. Gunnar Stockton, we had just talked Miami. Gunnar Stockton's going to run it the next three plays, and then you'll see what happened. Like, no, they made a call, but it's tough to just blame a play call blindly without going back, studying the execution. I think too many people do that.
Yeah, I think it's a very good point. I would love to add to it, but I do want to get one more call in here with Cameron from Woodstock. But that's a really good call. Cameron, you're on the wake-up call of the morning shift. What do you got for us, man?
Morning, fellas. Happy New Year. I got to shout out my dog, Mike's Mafia. You know how we rolling.
You know what, Cameron?
Is that how that goes?
I don't even know why I got your call. No, I'm just kidding, man. What do you got for us, brother? Appreciate you.
I know. You know how football, bro. It's a team game, so I have to blame kind of everybody, especially the head of the snake, Kirby Smart. Those last, like, you know, that last offensive and defensive possession was kind of some of the worst, I don't know, just coaching moments. I think they should have ran more plays for Gunner or Zachariah Branch in the red zone. As well as on defense, why did we have our corners pressed up with 50 seconds left on the clock? They could have played smarter, safer, and even ran the clock down more when they had the ball on offense in the red zone before they had to kick the field goal.
Yeah.
Let me know what y'all think, though. Y'all have a good one.
I don't think you argue the run the clock down. You got to score.
Well,
and they had timeouts.
Well, in that third down play call inside the red area, right there inside on the goal to go, that was absolutely – or the second down one. That was absolutely trying to run it down.
Right, and you had forced them to use all their timeouts. Yeah. I will say this, and again, I don't know if it's a defensive play call. I'd have to go back and look at the execution. You can never, in that circumstance, ever let a guy get behind you when the only thing that beats you is a deep ball. It can't happen. That guy's got to be in front of you.
I tend to agree. Hey, Abe, want to go to the Atlanta Boat Show?
I do.
All right, we'll be caller 9 right now at 404-726-0929. You'll get a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Discover Boating Atlanta Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance at the Georgia World Congress Center from January 8th through the 11th. These tickets are provided by the Discover Boating Atlanta Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. You'll automatically qualify for the January 8th Cornhole Tournament for a chance to win tickets to the big game on January 9th. To purchase tickets, you can go to atlantaboatshow.com. If you want a chance to win, call now and be caller number 9 at 404-726-0929. Coming next, Atlanta Falcons radio analyst, my good friend Dave Archer, will join us to talk about Falcons Saints. You know what? Archer's college football guy, too. We'll ask him about some of those playoff games as well. All the morning shift. Sports Radio 929 The Game. And don't forget, John Foy brings you this hour, the strong arm of the law.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.